Ina Falix was 10 years old when she and her family became part of the diaspora, fleeing anti-Semitism in the former Soviet Union. Hidden in her luggage was a novel by Mikhail Bulgakov, The Master and Margarita. It's a retelling of Faust's pact with the devil through the lens of dictatorship. Falix kept the book as the family moved to Europe, then to the United States, where she gained a reputation as a child piano prodigy and built a life teaching and performing. Her new album features premiere recordings by five different composers, and it's titled Manuscripts Don't Burn.
The quote comes from an iconic scene in the book, The Master Margarita. Margarita walks into a room that's lit up by candlelight, and Satan is sitting there. And he asks her what she would like in return for serving as queen of his ball. And she says she'd like the return of her lover, the master, who's been banished for his novel that was not approved by the regime. So when the master returns, they want the novel back, but he says, I burnt it. And then Satan holds it up and says, no, manuscripts don't burn.
Wow.
It's got vampires and flying witches. And I just found all of that to be completely fascinating and engrossing.
Did this push you in ways that you had not pushed yourself before? Because technically, this demands quite a lot of different things.
The piece by Maya Miro Johnson is very wild. It asks a lot of things from me, to whisper, to hum, to go inside the piano and scratch the strings as if I were a cat. And that actually invokes this sound of fire, maybe crackling in the fireplace. So that's the manuscripts burning. The Master Margarita Suite by Veronica Krauses is different. It's a multi-movement suite, almost like a Baroque dance suite. And it's very elegant. It's restrained. It's humorous. A little bit like Satie. I mean, it leaves things unsaid.
You've had a really productive couple of years. I mean, there's this album, which is just now coming out, but you also published your memoir just last year. It's called Weight in the Fingertips. It opens with this line, I knew I was a musician long before I knew I was Jewish, Ukrainian, or a Soviet. So do you think music has helped you kind of navigate and figure out who you are?
Absolutely, because I think that's my constant. That's my anchor. I was born in Ukraine, but I moved. I'm Jewish ethnically, but I'm not religious. Being Soviet, I am obviously not Soviet. I live in the United States, and the Soviet Union is no longer. So all these things shift and kind of redefine themselves, but the fact that I'm a musician doesn't redefine itself. Mm-hmm. That's who I am.
This has been a very traumatic time for a lot of people who have roots in Ukraine. I'm curious about how you're navigating this period.
It's absolutely terrible. And when I learned that specifically Odessa was being bombed, it broke my heart. I had lost my mom very recently, and I put on her Vyshivanka shirt, a Ukrainian shirt, and her red necklace, Ukrainian necklace. And I recorded a video of Beethoven's Appassionata, and I sent it to Odessa, where I think it was put on all sorts of Ukrainian websites, just with a message of hope and of love, and it felt utterly useless. But it felt like I had to do something, and I didn't know what to do. So, you know, being from Ukraine, Jewish, being in the States, yeah, that's a complicated identity.
And now we find ourselves navigating another conflict where some feel that their Jewishness is under assault. I'm interested in how you're navigating that piece of it with the attack on October 7th, yeah, the attack on southern Israel, and then the counteroffensive by Israel, and it has roiled so many relationships, most specifically college campuses. I mean, how are you navigating that?
It's a deeply painful time. It's an unbelievable time that, frankly, I never thought I would see. To witness the hate that's enveloping the campuses, especially my campus, where I'm head of piano at UCLA, is beyond painful. Mm. I have never felt despair like I do now.
Do you feel that the art, in any way, is the art still a comfort to you?
It's everything to me. It's absolutely a comfort to me, and I so much hope that it's a comfort to others, more importantly, because then it's really a comfort to me when I know that it's making a difference, when I know it's just bringing joy. It's bringing processes, imaginative ones, thoughtful ones, where it draws people in, where it tells a story. And I think that's what will get us through.
That's pianist Ina Falix. Her new album is titled Manuscripts Don't Burn. Ina Falix, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, Michelle.